I'm a pineapple, baby, let me be your mango man.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'll be your host today. In our next segment, we talk with the world-famous piano player, Piers Marini.
Whether it's a retired job or not, it doesn't matter because it's what you love.
I collect Social Security, yeah. But I never retire. If I can play, why retire?
Exactly. Well, what else are you going to do? Sit at home and watch Fox
News? Sure. I like cartoons.
You going to watch Scooby-Doo?
Scooby-Dooby.
So earlier you were telling me that you were employed as a cruise ship?
Yeah.
An entertainer?
I did that, yeah.
Talk to me about that.
No, I was in the band.
Yeah, entertainer.
Entertainment. Entertainment, that's
okay.
It. Yeah.
So you were telling me earlier that you were a cruise ship entertainment. What was that like? Because I got to tell you, that is about every person's dream in the world is to go sign up and join a cruise ship.
I was working in New York City, doing very well. I always worked. So a guy came to me, and he booked cruise ships. Listen, he said, anytime you want to take a vacation, let me know. I'll put you on a cruise ship. So I went on like on a vacation. That was my attitude. So I decided to go for 1 month and that'd be over. But I enjoyed it so much, I stood on it. And when I say 3 years, you don't stay on three straight years. You might do 6 months, take a couple months off, then go back on a cruise ship. You don't stay on continuous. It's pretty rough, you know, on a ship. I mean, you know. I just, all together, it was 3 years. I worked on the Cunard Line, English ship. We were like guests of the ship. We all had our own lockers, our own suites or something. Go to Bermuda, in Jamaica, Martinique, St. Thomas, all around. Just different places. And then every 2 or 3 months, you take a different trip. You might drop a couple of ports, add a couple of ports.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it made it interesting for us on the ship. You know,
how can you put a price on what you saw? I mean, seriously, because what you're talking about is places that people pay thousands of dollars to go on vacation.
Yeah,
and you're getting paid to go.
Yeah, paid.
Seriously, though,
same food day, ain't
you got better food because
no, we ate like the passengers ate. Passengers.
Right, but you had access to the chefs. They
oh,
didn't.
Sure, you're right.
I mean, if you wanted to make something special, you could make something special.
I forgot that. Yeah, they would if you had them fun, yeah.
That's what I mean. So you work on a cruise ship, you actually get better food, you get more scenery.
Oh, sure, yeah, very interesting.
Now you got to work, don't get me wrong.
But I'm playing, so to me, doing what I want to do, to me, that's not work. I'm just playing.
But... do you feel
energy, yeah.
Were the people that were a part of the cruise ship, were they demanding or were they just having a good time?
Oh, no, they're professional. I mean, the workers?
No, the people the people you're working for.
No, they were demanding, no. You should do your job, that's it.
It would seem to me like if you were in the entertainment area of a cruise ship, it would never seem like work.
No. Every night was different. Different crowds, different people, different tunes, different requests. So you learn that way. You build. But it's very relaxing. I look forward to playing. I every day play Captain's Mask. Captain's Cocktail Hour. Every day, 4 to 5.
Captain's Happy Hour, sure.
Happy Hour, Cocktail Hour. And I played every day, and I was looking forward. Captain was very nice to me. So then 6 to 8 dinner music, while I had dinner. 8 to 10 dancing. Then I go up to the lounge by myself, 11 to 1 in the morning, up in the lounge of the ship. That was a lot of fun. At nighttime, the beautiful scenery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you look out of a ship, Jason, you can see 50 miles.
To listen to the full-length interview with Piers Marini, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
sharks in the water, babe, they think you're pretty sweet.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Tom Peckscamp. To find out more about Tom Peckscamp and his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's singer-songwriter Tom Peckscamp. And that concludes this week's episode on Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guests and interviews, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. And we'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com.
Candlestick, why don't you do now? You can make a million too.
Coffee and Capitalism Radio is brought to you in part by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services, visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. For more information on Hatch Realty, call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. 1572. Building the Bakken. Informing and educating the masses about the Bakken Shale Play. Read original stories and hear exclusive interviews at buildingthebakken.com. And the Lodge at Deadwood. Voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best overall restaurant for three consecutive years in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood. Check them out online at deadwoodlodge.com. From the staff at Coffee and Capitalism Radio, and the kids from Kids and Capitalism, we're asking you to be safe, be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. We'll see you next week.
Hot stuff will sell, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million, too.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids and Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping
people. The
American Petroleum
Industry
and
the surrounding businesses will be hosting the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. The event will be held Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota. 18 teams will compete for the ultimate trophy and bragging rights. The event starts at 6:30 p.m. with the public taste testing. There's door prizes and a live band. Cost is $10 per person. All proceeds go to local charities and college scholarships. Come taste the dark secrets of the bayou at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota with the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. For more information, call Les Borsheim at 701-290-7061. That's 701-290-7061. That's the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off happening Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota.